Chapter 4. Dreamer. On his bike, Jamie shot out of the driveway and headed for the lorries. But it wasn't a bike he was on anymore. It was a motorcycle. Twisting the throttle grips, he made it roar louder. The hill before the lorries' place was one he couldn't make. Jumping off his bike, he walked to the top. But once there, he remounted. Now, however, it was no longer a motorcycle, but Pegasus, the flying horse. Without fail, it zoomed down to the lorries. Mr. Lurie was a dairy farmer, with some 50 head of cows on what was mostly rocky pasture. The Lurie's had kids, too. Kids whom Jamie didn't like much. Todd, the Lurie's son, was a teenager. Jillian was a girl about Jamie's age, while Alice was the family baby. Parking his bike near his grandfather's pickup truck, Jamie called, "Grandpa?" Mr. Thornton stuck his head out of the barn across the way. "Jamie, got the wrench? Good boy." Inside the barn, Mr. Lurie, hands, face, and hair streaked with oil, was on his knees beside the large pump. For a few moments, Jamie stood by, watching, but soon he lost interest. "I'm going outside," he announced. When he came out, Mrs. Lurie was on the porch. "That you, Jamie?" "Hi. You're bigger than ever. Almost didn't recognize you. How are your folks?" "Okay." "Go on out the back, honey, why don't you? Todd's working on his car. Jillian's around somewhere with Alice." Jamie went round the back, where he found Todd bending over his 1968 Ford. He had bought it from a junk dealer and had been trying to get it to go for the past 2 years. As Jamie appeared, he looked up from his work. "Hi, Jamie, how you been?" "Okay. Get it to work yet?" "Just a few more things to do. Don't worry, I'll get it going." "What happens if you don't?" "I just will. What you been doing?" Jamie shrugged. "Up for a while?"
"Whole month."
"Hey, you still staring up at the sky?" Jamie, feeling his face go hot and wishing he had never come, mumbled,
"What do you mean?"
"You're big on staring up into the sky, aren't you? I asked your grandmother about it. She said some folks read books. You read the sky. That true?"
"Maybe,"
said Jamie, concentrating on his shoelace. "That what they do at that special school you go to, sky read?" Turning, Jamie...